So we have this fantastic mirror for ourselves, which is the globe. The meanest and greediest people in the world are those who really want to feel good but don't know how. They're in a living hell with no idea how to get out or even the awareness that they have the option. One thing is for sure, our hate against them, no matter what they may have done or are doing, is only going to make matters worse for everybody. But how can we go off and live happily ever after knowing that so many abhorrent activities are going on all over the world? All right, now this may smart a bit, but the answer is that we're all here to have the experiences necessary to learn our various lessons, whether we're playing the role of good guy or bad guy. And injustice of any kind is always, always a lesson for both sides. You can be feeling how lousy it is that we allow people to starve, and just that much closing of your valve could be setting you up for a car accident while adding to their starvation. You can be feeling horrified at one country's heartless treatment of another, and just that closing of your valve could be setting you up for a flat tire. Instead, you could be seeing and feeling those starving people as the healthy, happy people you know they have the wherewithal to be, and just that opening of your valve might help your new job come quicker while offering those you are wrapping in high frequencies some much-needed paints and brushes. You could be seeing and feeling those two countries enjoying a grand new rapport, and just that opening of your valve could improve your marriage while helping to create new international relations. Truly! But of course, it's fashionable to talk about what's wrong with everything instead of what's right. So we're more easily drawn into negative vibrations than positive. Those vibrations, joined with countless others from all of humankind, eventually show themselves in worldly devastation and chaos. Yes, it's the amalgamation of all the little ain't it awful vibrations that causes wars and riots and terrorism and anarchy. Those vibrations have come from you and they have come from me. What is happening to our planet and to the peoples upon it has been caused only by one thing and one thing alone, the vibrations from our own thoughts and feelings, everybody's, not just Hitler's or the Custer's or the Husseins or the Khans, all of whom have been aberrations created by mass energy, but everybody's vibrations. Take the rainforest, for example. Flow your appreciation for the life they continue to nourish, for the oxygen they are still contributing to the planet. And stay out of the ain't it awful energy that will eat up our oxygen supply faster than thousands of tree choppers ever could. And then there's our growing lack of energy resources that everyone's so concerned about, and our dwindling water supplies and lumber and clean air. Oh gosh, we're running out. Oh gosh, there's not enough to go around. Oh gosh, will we get more when it's gone? Well, guess who's creating the shortages? When we start flowing appreciation to what's there and feeling the enormous abundance of this perfectly balanced planet instead of focusing on her dwindling resources or the greed of plunderers, abundance of everything will return to create the heavenly playground we came here to experience. If it's people you're concerned about, open your valve to the greatest love you can muster and flow it out to those beings of your concern. See them in their states of perfection rather than in lack. See them happy and contented, no longer suffering from war or pestilence or famine. This will do more quickly, to assist those in need than all the plane loads of goods that always seem to go astray. For it will help these people out of the victim mode, if that is their deeper intent, toward their own first steps to attracting well-being. If it's the ailments of the planet that are your worry, see her in health, not disease. She's been drenched for so many eons in negative energy, this is hardly a time to add to it by talking about all the terrible things we're doing to her to make it worse. See this world, your world, and all who live upon her as abundant and well, and you will help her to get there. See her in peace, and you will help to bring it about. If only a few of us will maintain this vision, just a few, backed with the vibrational joy of it being a reality, that supremely positive focus will override the depressed vibrations of billions, and this planet will do an about-face fast. Actually, the majority of the world is quite well off. However, we do have a glut of statistics to tell us otherwise, fearful figures of doom fed to us daily by our media to keep us nervously focused on and tuned into how horrible conditions are around the world. X percent of the world economics are collapsing. X percent of teens are having abortions and committing suicide. X percent of kids have guns in school. X percent of purple-eyed males will lose their tans before marriage. Awful, dreadful, horrible. Forget the damn statistics. They're simply a result of a bunch of us flowing fearful energy to what we're seeing and hearing. If you don't want to be another statistic, forget about them. There's just no way of getting away from it. The overwhelming balance of power on this planet is on the side of well-being, because that is the natural omnipotent state of all that is, including you and me. The message is clear. Close our valve to anything, and we close it across the board. Close that valve of well-being to anything from starving kids to vanishing species, and we shut out consummate well-being in every aspect of our lives. Or close it off because you're tired of standing in line. Close it off because they've delivered the wrong pizza. Or close it off because your ancestors lost their lives in the Holocaust. It doesn't matter. Closing it off is closing it off automatically, shutting out everything that comes with that higher energy, from abundance to health to uncommon happiness. Truly, is one stupid annoyance or some ancient lifelong resentment really worth such gargantuan privation? The moment you make that decision to change your energy, whether it be sadness from a divorce or anger over polluted lakes, the entire universe coalesces in that instant to cascade well-being into every crevice of your physical existence. It dumps all over you, and around you, and through you. The only thing you have to do is say yes to it all and to life, and wake up to how good it feels to feel good. Then you know from the very depths of your being that everything really is all right. No matter how it may look, no matter how it may seem, no matter what the media may report to the contrary, you and this precious planet, and most who are on it, will always be all right.